It's spring, time to dust off that bicycle, time to be out and about, time to try Butte County's Wildflower Century Ride, which has been going strong for decades now. In this week's Up the Road, Kim Weir says, do it all this weekend.
When John Muir wandered west out of the Sierra Nevada in the late 1800s, he was overwhelmed by California's great Central Valley. When California was wild, he wrote, it was one sweet bee garden throughout its entire length, so marvelously rich that, in walking from one end of it to the other, a distance of more than 400 miles, your foot would press about 100 flowers at every step. Here in the far north, that spring bee garden is still sweet. Just one reason the Wildflower Century in Butte County has become such an iconic North State event. Such sweeping scenic views, so many bikes and inspired cyclists, so much spandex and spunk. In 2016, the Wildflower celebrates its 35th year. For serious cyclists and brave beginners, the Wildflower offers both challenge and camaraderie. Everyone will tell you the food and enthusiastic volunteers are well worth riding home about. There are two classic Wildflower routes on Ride Day, which is Sunday, April 24th. The Century itself, the Wildflower 100, and the Wildflower 65, with half the climbing. The Wildcat 100 and Wildcat 125 offer serious altitude. If all that huff and puff is at least one hill too far, there are easier options, including the Flatflower 60 and 30. The 12-mile round trip to Durham is even easier. The same route for kids becomes the escorted group Childflower ride. A great thing about the Wildflower is that it's also one big party, before and after. So if you aren't sure you're ready for the full-on cycling scene, the Urban Dictionary suggests you may suffer from lycrophobia, come safely check it all out this Saturday, April 23rd, during the Wildflowers Wild Fest, which starts at 2 p.m. at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico, Century Central. Come for the carnival and bike rodeo with informative booths and cycling fun, or the wildly popular fork-in-the-road food trucks, not to mention cycling expo, live music, and Sierra Nevada brews. In many ways, the Wildflower is the local warm-up for May's National Bike Month, celebrated locally as Bike Chico, but also including the tasty Tour de Chocolate ride in Paradise. Bike Month is a friendly annual reminder that all of us would benefit from getting up the road more often by bike. And if you do fear Lycra, you're not alone. During Bike Month, there's the low-key Seersucker ride during Bidwell Park, an alternative fashion experience. For team competition, try the bike scavenger hunt. For two-wheeled camping, come along on the adventure ride to Woodson Bridge, the first in a series of local overnights to commemorate the Adventure Cycling Association's 40th anniversary. In Reading, the big early bike event was, I kid you not, Kidical Mass at Turtle Bay on April 16th, when kids, bikes, trikes, and scooters all converged for an age-appropriate obstacle course and object lessons in cycling safety. If you missed that, there's plenty more in store for Bike Month and beyond, including, on the ambitious side, the Art of Survival Century Ride from Lava Beds National Monument in Modoc County to Oregon's Klamath Falls, the altitude-adjusting Castle Crag Century, and Wairika's Humbug Hurry-Up mountain bike races. For more information about all of this, including great regional bike route maps and Chico Velo's links to other notable North State rides, go to mynspr.org. This is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio saying, ride on!
Kim Weir is founder and editor of Up the Road, a nonprofit public interest journalism project dedicated to sustaining the Northern California story. A longtime member of the Society of American Travel Writers, she is also a former NSPR news reporter. Learn more at mynspr.org.